USA Radio News.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on American soil by remembering the victims and heroes of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Earlier this week, you dedicated the final part of this memorial, the Tower of Voices. Standing at 93 feet tall, the Tower of Voices is now the first structure visitors see when they come to this now sacred ground. It will hold 40 beautiful chimes that ring throughout these fields.
With mandatory evacuations already issued for parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, millions of Americans are beginning to prepare for Hurricane Florence. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
Right now, we're expecting a big hit, wind, rain, and a high tidal surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The people who run America's small businesses are more bullish than ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., is concerned that the circle of those his father can trust is getting much smaller, that amid the fallout over the New York Times op-ed that alleges a quiet resistance inside the White House walls. Trump Jr. joined ABC's Good Morning America today.
I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's a much smaller group than I would like it to be.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky, who was at the World Trade Center reporting 17 years ago today.
After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who is absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower, and she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're covered. What happened?
I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit.
I think about Gene and Chuck Mara all the time. 17 years later, this sound still so powerful, as this was the emotional reunion so many people wanted but never got.
And finally, comedian Norm Macdonald is scolding the Me Too movement, saying the movement allows for no forgiveness for people who've admitted wrongdoing. Macdonald has a new show that premieres Friday called Norm Macdonald Has a Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.